When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, September 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. People aren't putting away all that much money to save for the future, and so banks and financial apps are stepping up efforts to encourage savings through incentives and prizes.
So it may be a chance to win weekly or monthly prizes based on savings, so similar to a lottery, but based on how much you put in the account. Or you may get some kind of a digital currency.
But is this really a good way to grow your money? Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk spoke to financial experts about how they'd recommend people work these apps into a savings plan. We'll check in with her after the break.
Join the Wall Street Journal at the Future of Everything Festival on May 21st to 23rd in New York City, where diverse global newsmakers share unique perspectives on navigating a changing world. Immerse yourself in live performances, explore pioneering technologies, and indulge in the city's inventive culinary scene. As a podcast listener, enjoy 20% off current ticket rates with code PODCAST. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.
As inflation takes a bigger and bigger bite out of people's personal finances, the savings rate in the U.S. is in decline. Now some financial apps are trying to put saving back on Americans' to-do list by offering savers incentives and prizes based on how much they put away. Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk looked into these apps and what financial experts have to say about them, and she joins us to discuss. Cheryl, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So Cheryl, you know, linking prizes to savings isn't new, but why have these apps become more popular now?
Well, remember a while back, banks were routinely giving out toasters to new customers as a way to incentivize them. Nowadays, it's all about apps. So that's just the way that people function these days, and that's what people are using, and that's a way to incentivize people to save. There's a big push across the financial services industry as a whole to encourage people to save and to save more. It's a big problem. People generally aren't saving. They're not saving for their day-to-day needs. They're not saving for retirement. They're not saving for college. They're just not saving in general. And many times they're living paycheck to paycheck. So this push using these kinds of apps could be a way to get people. The thought is it's an encouragement to get them to save more.
So what kinds of apps are we talking about, and what types of incentives do some of them offer?
So it may be a chance to win weekly or monthly prizes based on savings, so similar to a lottery, but based on how much you put in the account. Or you may get some kind of a digital currency, a coin per se, that you can use to play games. And the more you save, the more coins you earn. And then you can, of course, play more games with that. Some of the apps that do this are backed by banks. And a few of them are Long Game, which was acquired recently by Truist Financial Corp. And that was in early May. And Yada Savings, whose banking partner is Evolve Bank and Trust. And that banking partner holds the FDIC insured money.
But isn't there a disconnect here? You know, there's this renewed effort to sign up savers, but haven't the banks been sort of slow to raise their savings rates?
To some extent, but the idea here, the concept is called prize link savings, and it's a carrot versus stick approach. So it's giving you a reward for something you'd be doing anyway, such as playing games, or in some cases, playing the lottery. So instead of just like spending money on a lottery ticket, maybe you'd use an app which is benefiting you by allowing you to build more savings.
So where do financial experts come down on these savings apps? You know, what are some of the schools of thought behind this method of encouraging saving?
One is that prizes can serve as carrots, as I mentioned before, for people who don't save regularly. And it's an incentive. It's something they're doing this anyway, like playing a game, for example, and that will get them to save more regularly. The other side is that if you really want to encourage savings, you should probably be saving in other mediums, like in the stock market, for example, when you can make much more than these accounts tend to offer. The other kind of middle of the road view is that these intermittent rewards are more effective at motivating people to continue a behavior, but you have to be careful on that because you don't want them to think that, for example, if they're saving $25 a month, that that's really enough for their long-term goals. You know, for people who are playing these games anyway, it really can be an incentive to save more. But doesn't mean that they shouldn't be saving in other ways too. So for example, college savings accounts and putting money away for retirement, these are not an either or. This is something that they should be doing if they want to do it in addition to the larger ways of saving for their financial future.
Are there disclaimers or stipulations in the fine print that people should watch out for before signing up for one of these programs?
So if you're going to consider one of these programs, you're really going to want to understand minimum deposits and withdrawal penalties or conditions. So to make sure you read the provider's privacy policies carefully, because you want to understand the terms and make sure that it's acceptable. Privacy is a big deal for people today, and you want to make sure that all the terms are acceptable. And you should also avoid putting down a lot of money in these accounts for a low rate of return. If you're really looking for a higher rate of return and to really save for the long term, these accounts aren't the way to go.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk. Cheryl, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.